Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Meanwhile, we've got our friend of the show and good guy, Jerry DiNardo from the Big Ten Network, the analyst there. You can find him on Twitter at Jerry DiNardo, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jerry, not good news for the Badgers, but if we go back to the game and the start they had against Illinois, boy, Graham Mertz certainly burst onto the scene, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, Bill, there's always a lot of hype in recruiting, and there was a lot of hype with Graham, and this is one of those cases where the hype was justified. He looked terrific. We did something on him pregame and on this Urban analysis thing that Urban Meyer and I do, and, you know, Urban bragged about him. He tried to get him in Ohio State, the whole thing. So we knew physically he was very talented. I think what we didn't know is his maturity and his poise and the way he interacts with the team. I mean, it was pretty impressive for a young guy. So it's a darn shame that he's gonna be out for a while.
Obviously, quarterback play being huge and being what it is, what does this do? I mean, if you're a coach and you're faced with, you know, your starter's gone, your other starter's gone, your backup is gone, I mean, it's what does this do to your ability to play call and handcuff you as a coach?
Well, if my math's right, this is the fourth quarterback they could be playing with, right?
So, right.
I guess if anyone is equipped to handle this situation, it's probably Wisconsin. You know, most teams are running the spread, and if you run the spread, the program goes as the quarterback goes. Well, that's not the box that Wisconsin's in. So they can make it with the run game. They can make it with defense, but they are playing a much improved Nebraska team that, I mean, I don't think that it's good. I don't think anyone on the Nebraska team feels like I'm glad some of our competitors were sick, but this certainly is strategically something that Nebraska can take advantage of. And this is, as I say, a much improved Nebraska team. But, you know, if anyone can handle playing the fourth quarterback, maybe it's Wisconsin. You know, I'm not sure that there shouldn't be some protocol that says if, in fact, a certain position has been impacted at a certain level because of COVID, that, you know, we rethink whether the game should be postponed.
Is this where you turn to the defensive coordinator and Jim Leonard and their ability, that defense's ability to really stymie whatever it is, Nebraska or whomever their next opponent, because you got Nebraska, Purdue, and Michigan. So their next opponents, you're really going to have to rely heavily on the defense until your offense either begins to get into a rhythm, or if your offense doesn't, this is where your defense, and even though you lost Zach Bond and company, you really need to, quote, I hate to use the cliche of step up, but they do, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I would even take it a step further. You know, this is where Paul Chris sits with Jim and Joe Rudolph, right? I mean, I would do this every Thursday because I'd want my offensive coordinator, my defensive coordinator to know the entire strategy of the game. So this is when three of the finest coaches in America, Paul, Joe, and Jim, get together and say, here's how we put this thing together. What was good strategy last week or last year against Nebraska or before we were playing our fourth quarterback or before we lost some of the players on defense, that strategy doesn't apply to this game. And so they'll put their heads together. And Paul, there was an article recently that he's one of the most underrated head coaches in the country. I think that's a very true statement. He'll put this thing together to give them the best chance to win the game, even if it is the fourth quarterback.
Now I look around the rest of the Big Ten. Nebraska just got beat up by a really good Ohio State team. So Nebraska coming off of that loss, when you say a much improved Nebraska team, how much could you tell coming out of a game like that against Ohio State?
Well, I think if you're Nebraska, you look at the beginning of the game, right? They scored. They were hanging in there. They look like they're stronger and deeper at some positions. You know, McCaffrey really helps with Martinez. It just looks like a better Nebraska team. You know, we missed going on the bus tour and all that, and that's usually where we start out. So this would be like watching a Nebraska practice. They just look better than they did a year ago. And Big Ten gave them a tough schedule that's playing out. And I just think they're better everywhere that I could tell watching them play.
Looking at going to some of the other games in the Big Ten, Purdue knocks off Iowa. Was that somewhat surprising that the Boilermakers came out so fast and furious against a pretty good, what we thought was going to be a real, you know, a tough team, a tough out in the West of the Iowa Hawkeyes?
Yeah, I picked Iowa to win the game. I thought Brian Brown stepping in for Jeff Brown was going to be an issue. Bob Diaco, first time, or new defensive coordinator at Iowa, you know, without the head coach there. So I focus on a lot of game management things and a lot of the coaching angles. I thought that Iowa had the edge, mostly because Jeff Brom was out. Brian Brom, a new play caller, and Bob Diaco, a new defensive coordinator. But they played really well. Aiden O'Connell had a great game. Bell had a great game. And their offensive line looked better. You know, Bill, the offensive line at Purdue since Jeff's been there, and even before Jeff got there, actually certainly before Jeff got there, their offensive line has been slow to develop, just like Northwestern's. I mean, there's some teams in the conference where the offensive line is like the opposite of Wisconsin, right? You can always count on Wisconsin having a good offensive line. There's some programs. Penn State was like this with Bill O'Brien and early in James' tenure until they got better. These offensive lines have been slow to grow. There's not as many high school players playing that can be recruited in the offensive line. There's a lot of reasons for it. But Purdue's offensive line probably played better than I can remember since being with the Big Ten Network.
How about your Indiana Hoosiers, man? That was an upset. I mean, I thought Indiana is I've said it very quietly that Indiana is a team to just kind of keep an eye on, because when you look over the fence, they have gotten steadily better. You see better talent going there. You see them with a system, something they can believe in. And damn, they got Penn State 36-35.
Okay, and let me tell you about this. I feel probably pretty strongly about this. When I was there, I said, this is going to take 10 years. And, of course, people looked at me, laughed, and said, what do you want, a 10-year contract? And I said, no, I'm just telling you, this is a long-time rebuild. When you look at Kevin Wilson, and then Tom Allen was Kevin's defensive coordinator, this is the 10th year of the Wilson-Allen program. And I said this after the game Saturday. Yeah, it was a great win, Bill. I mean, absolutely a great win, but it's bigger than that. This program is solid now. Will it ever be one of the best programs in the East? Probably not. But this is a solid, good program. Hey, we all knew that I thought Penn State would win the game, but we all said Penn State's going to have to play to win. They can't just show up and win, and that's exactly what happened. But great win for Indiana, but more than that, I think this Tom Allen, I think he's going to break Bill Mallory's 69 wins, which is the school's record for a football coach. I think Tom Allen will become the winningest football coach in Indiana history the time he's done.
It was a good start to see the Big Ten back. Jerry, I appreciate your time with us. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Let's just hope the Badgers are able to field a football team and we're able to continue on with the Big Ten season, pal, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jerry DiNardo of the Big Ten Network, the analyst there. You can find him on Twitter at Jerry DiNardo. And it was a good start to the Big Ten season. It was a good start to be able to see Big Ten football. Let's just cross our fingers that they're able to continue forward. Badgers, obviously, with some COVID adversity now. Hopefully, they're able to play. Hopefully, they're able to play at a high level and continue to get wins. And just, you know, cross your fingers. Everything goes in the right direction, even though the news today, Graham Mertz is positive for COVID. That has now been confirmed. He will now sit out via the Big Ten protocol for the next 21 days.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.